This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's emp180weightloss.com. Join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is our pal John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom, located in Tysons, Virginia, or at golfdomgolf.com. Visit today to experience the best in golf on and off the course. Golfdom, live the game. Good morning, John.
Morning, fellas. How are you?
Hello, John.
Sounds doing like great. You're driving.
I am. I'm on my way to a radio studio to record my CBS Minutes.
Oh, Jesus. So
what
where
I have
are
to
you?
Do when I'm on the road? I'm in Pittsburgh. I know you guys never reach Pittsburgh. I'm in Pittsburgh.
You said he's in Pittsburgh.
He's in Pittsburgh for the NCAA tournament.
Okay, I got you. No, I mean, I read it online now. Well, they don't pay for it anymore, John. They cut us off.
I think John might have
cut you off. Oh, you mean you guys would have to pay for the post, so you can't read the post?
Well, I read it. I read it online, but I you know, the experience is much different.
Well,
reading it online, to be honest with you,
it is. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. That's why I get the papers in the morning, and that's the first thing I do in the morning is read the papers.
Yeah, but if you got up at 4:20, your paper wouldn't be delivered.
That's a good point. Although I've gotten up at certainly as early as 5 in the paper's been there. I don't know about 4:20.
Yeah, 4:20, though. When you leave, trust me, I get the paper at my house. It is not delivered by the time I leave.
It depends on your newspaper guy. I used to deliver papers. The deadline was 6:30, and believe me, I got them in right around 6:30.
Yeah, it does depend where you are on the route.
Yeah, it also, it's gotten earlier. It's gotten earlier because of computerized production and things like that. But I hear what you're saying. I understand. But the answer to your question is I'm in Pittsburgh. I saw one really good game yesterday and a couple of blowouts.
Right. What has jumped out at you so far? Anything? I mean, I'm having a hard time getting worked up for this.
Well, I think Arizona's lost last night. Not just that they lost, but that they got blown out. Was pretty shocking. It looked like they had come through all the FBI stuff and that ESPN report and had it under control when they won the Pac-12 tournament. I guess what that is a reflection of is just how bad the Pac-12 was this year. We're one day into the real tournament, and they're gone. They're out of the tournament, and they got killed. Buffalo's a pretty good team. I watch them a lot on Friday nights because they play those MAC games on Friday nights. They're a pretty good team. Nate Oates is a good coach. So wasn't stunned they won the game, was stunned they won the game so easily. And then I saw Trae Young's last college game yesterday here in Pittsburgh, and he's terrific, I got to tell you. But the rest of that Oklahoma team, you know, would finish about fifth in the Patriot League, I think.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I actually thought, though, that he was hyped up so early this season, and maybe he'll end up being a great player, that I kind of question where he is. He did have a solid game yesterday. I think he hit 9 of 18, and there's a lot of pressure there. But, you know, the comparisons to Steph Curry, like, the bar is so high.
Right. Well, you know, it's ESPN. I mean, they just overhype people, you know, the minute they show any kind of talent or potential, because they want to hype them for the NBA, for the draft, for the lottery, for playing in the league next year. I mean, it's ridiculous what they do, and you're right. When they started 14-2, everybody was comparing him to Steph Curry, which is unfair. Mm. I mean, Steph Curry is unique, but I'll tell you what, he is a talent. He's a talent. He's unbelievably quick with the basketball. He's a really good passer, and he has an unusual shot that he may have to change when he gets to the NBA. But he's a good outside shooter. He's not Steph Curry. I mean, who is? But he's terrific. He was a lot of fun to watch. It was not a great game. It was a very competitive game, went into overtime, and Rhode Island won it. And I think Rhode Island will give Duke a hell of a game tomorrow. I really do.
What do you make of all the player movement, the flurry of activity this week? Of course, the Redskins had made a trade prior to free agency, but they end up with Alex Smith, but Kirk ends up in Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, this is the time of year when all this stuff happens, right? When they start the official new season. Kirk did pretty well for himself, didn't he?
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody's surprised. I think that if there's a surprise, it's that all the money's guaranteed. That's kind of unprecedented. But it's sort of like signing a six-year contract with half of it guaranteed. And we figured he'd be right in that Jimmy Garoppolo area in terms of year-by-year contracts. And that's exactly where he is. So good for him. I mean, they're going to be a very good team next year. I mean, they came within one game of the Super Bowl. And I think Kirk is a better quarterback. I don't think Kirk's a great quarterback. You know, we've all talked about this before, but I think he's a good quarterback. I think Alex Smith's a better quarterback than Kirk. I think Washington did very well for itself.
Yeah, I agree with you. And Alex had his presser yesterday. And as JP says, these pressers mean nothing. And especially if you're a fan, you get fired up for everyone you ever see.
This team won March a lot in the last 20 years.
Yeah, but you know what? Those are some fun marches. Because it's not fun during the season.
No.
But I really did enjoy it, and I guess I am taking a shot at Kirk a little bit, but my BS meter was very low with Alex. This guy is a grizzled pro, been around. We know who he is. I didn't feel like he was an Eddie Haskell by any stretch. I think he might be snowed a little bit when he said, you know, this organization is all about winning and stuff. I don't think he quite understands Bruce yet, but he'll get there. I don't know. I liked him. I liked when he said he wasn't going to go work out in the offseason just so he could put it on social media and Instagram. You know, that's not what it's about. I just really like the contrast, and I don't know. I think they're in good hands. I think they luck boxed into one here.
Yeah. Well, as you know, I worked with him all season on this quarterback book, and you're right. He is a genuine guy. He's a very smart guy. You know, he graduated from college in 2 years.
Which is insane.
And, yeah, I know it is. He had 9 AP credits when he got to college. And if he hadn't gone to Utah, he was going to go to Harvard.
That's just crazy.
He was not highly recruited. He was a 2-star recruit. And it came down to Harvard or Utah. And the only reason he didn't go to Harvard was, to him, postseason bowl games and stuff was a big part of college football when he was growing up. And he wanted to be able to play postseason, and the Ivy League doesn't let you play postseason. Otherwise, he'd have been at Harvard with Ryan Fitzpatrick, by the way, which would have been pretty interesting. But he's really a first-class guy. He's a genuine leader. Being in the Chiefs locker room this year, there's no doubt about who the leader of that football team was. And I think, like you said, they blundered into one here. He's really the real deal.
Yep,
John, let's shift over to the Capitals for a second. They get a win last night against the Islanders. It's no great feat. The Islanders are at the bottom of the Metro. Face them again tonight. But Philip Grubauer is the story. He gets another win last night. Looks like he's supplanted Braden Holtby in net for the Capitals. Are you surprised by that? And do you think he's the type of guy that can help the Caps go on a deep run during the postseason?
My honest answer is I don't know, because we've really never seen him in postseason, except for a spot here and there. My gut feeling is still, if the Capitals want to go deep, they're going to need Holtby to come back and be Holtby. Now, maybe, you know, Grubauer turns out to be Ken Dryden, you know, although he's not a rookie like Dryden was in 71, but maybe he's guy who all of a sudden blooms and becomes a star and has a great playoff run. We know goalies can do that. Remember when Yaroslav Halak did that to the Caps back in 2010. But I'm not sure what's wrong with Braden Holtby, because I don't know enough about the techniques of playing goal. But I do know he's been one of the best goalies in hockey for 5 years, and I don't think you just lose that overnight. Goalies go through slumps, like pitchers and hitters go through slumps and shooters go through slumps. But my gut feeling is that when the playoffs come around, they're going to need Holtby.
I'm sure you didn't watch much of Tiger yesterday involved with basketball. I'm now willing to say I believe he's going to be number one in the world again. I think I've seen enough.
You can say that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think I'm going to be proven correct on it. It's unbelievable what he still has left in his game at 42. And of course, this all is if he could stay healthy.
But is he leading the tournament? Did I miss something?
Yeah, he's in a tournament.
No, he said, did he win a tournament?
Is he leading the tournament?
No, he was briefly. A
couple shots back.
He was briefly, but he's a few back. Yeah, he's right
four
there.
Four shots back.
He's right there. I don't think Henrik Stenson is going to shoot another 64 today, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, you're probably right. That one you're right about. I don't think he will either.
Yeah.
I think you're jumping the gun. I think there's – look, what he's done in this comeback, this finally appears to be a real comeback,
yep.
Not one where – he'll limp off the golf course after, you know, two rounds or his glutes aren't going to fire.
Yep.
I thought the most encouraging thing for him was that he was willing to go and play Tampa last week and step out of his comfort zone and played well. Bay Hill is obviously a place where he's comfortable. He's won there eight times. But I think he's going in the right direction. I do think that people like you are jumping the gun. I mean, let him win a tournament. Let him contend in a major, and then talk to me about being number one. I don't think he cares about being number one in the world again, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know that he does either.
The only thing that would matter to him is to try to win another major. That's what matters to him. I'll point out to you, Phil Mickelson has never been number one in the world.
Right, right.
And he's in the Hall of Fame with five majors. So being number one in the world is Lee Westwood has been number one in the world.
Yeah, well, it's okay. Well, we can mock it, and I understand it's not important to Tiger, but I would still argue it is a measure of success that Tiger has dominated before. He just happens to dominate every category other than majors behind Jack, and I just think it's a measure that he's going to get there. I specifically didn't say he's going to win a major, although I think he's probably likely to, but I definitely believe he'll hit number one again, for whatever it's worth. If you think it's nothing, it's nothing, but I do think it's something.
Well, I think if you had Tiger on the show right now, he'd say to you, my goal is to win the Masters. My goal is to win the U.S. Open.
Of course.
And if you said number one, he'd say, well, if that's a byproduct of winning major championships, that's fine.
I agree with that. I wouldn't argue it. But I just say it's a measure. You know, the problem Tiger set the bar so high by making Jack, you know, in that record, the thing. He doesn't get enough credit, in my opinion, for the 79 wins, the 40 European Tour wins, all the FedEx things, all that other stuff that he's done, the winning 51% of his starts for three straight years, being number one for so many weeks. Everyone says it's just about the majors, but, you know, it's just Tiger just set the bar too high. All of those other things are incredible accomplishments.
Well, okay, first of all, as you said, Tiger's the one who set that bar.
Definitely.
Okay, number one.
It's his fault.
Number two, I think everybody understands. That's why I always say he's the greatest player of all time.
Yeah, I like
for
that you
some
say
of those
that.
I say it all the time. For some of those numbers that you just cited, not just the 79 wins, but 9 years with 5 wins or more.
It's crazy.
I mean, are you kidding me? 5 wins is a good career for most guys. And all those other numbers you cited makes me, and many others, I think, well, there's this sort of, somebody tweeted the other day from Golf Channel, because Golf Channel is totally in Tiger's pocket, that when they tweeted about the TV ratings, that, you know, because they were great in Tampa, as you know, geez, I guess nobody cares about Tiger, right? Who in the heck said nobody cares about Tiger? People are setting up these straw men like nobody cares about Tiger. No, everybody knows that a lot of non-golf fans do care about Tiger. That's why the ratings spike the way they do when he's playing well. So there are all these straw men being set up. Tiger Woods is the greatest player of all time. That's why whenever you and others said to me, is he done? I said, you never count out the elite of the elite. And Tiger is the elite of the elite.
Yep.
So if he comes back and wins a tournament, or if he wins a major, that's a remarkable comeback. But I don't think it stuns anybody who's watched him play over the last 20 years.
I think people did give up on him. A lot of people did.
Oh, a lot of people did.
Most.
No, a lot of people did.
Most.
A lot of people did give up on him.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, but that doesn't mean anybody stopped caring about him.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, every time he made one of those aborted comebacks, I mean, Golf Channel was showing his freaking practice rounds.
Right.
So, yeah, people didn't stop caring about him, but you're right. Quite a few people thought he was done.
Yeah.
But, again, that's why, you know, Nicklaus won the Masters at 46, and Jimmy Connors almost won the U.S. Open at 39. And we all know the list of truly, truly elite athletes who have done things that others simply can't even think about doing.
We got to let you go, but we asked John Daly this. We just happened to have John on, I think it was yesterday. And I happen to agree with this, and I said this to Tiger. The one chance I had to talk to Tiger 5 years ago, I think guys can't. What do you think the window is for these guys, this generation of guys? And I put Tiger in there. They're so fit now. John said he thinks Tiger can win until he's 55. And I happen to think Tiger and Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson and all these guys that stay fit and active the way they have, I think that that's true.
Well, I'll say yes. I would say closer to 50, but, you know, you can pick a number. But the flip side of it is all these guys who are such workout freaks and are in such great shape, why are they injured all the time?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can overdo it. There's no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt. Exactly.
Yep. All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Sorry I got to you late. Just one of those things. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Yep, you too. Enjoy Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not cold. But cold.
What do you think
Pittsburgh right
John
now?
Feinstein's favorite T.J. Miller movie is?
It's not Yogi Bear. I guarantee you that.
Think he's a big Office Christmas Party fan?
I don't know. Not sure.
How was dealing with John before he came on?
He was very rich.
He likes to be very punctual.
Yeah, he's not very flexible when, if we run late. That's all.
Hey, you know, this is live radio, man. Stuff happens.
All right, remember, coming up at 8:45, we'll give you a chance to win the Jay-Z Beyonce tickets there at FedEx Field coming up July 28th at 9 o'clock. Chris Nocke will join us to talk some NCAA tournament.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So a quick follow-up on the T.J. Miller interview, and thanks again to him and Arlington Cinema Draft House for bringing him by.
I think he's going to be on Fox 5 in the 9 o'clock hour.
Okay. So I guess he was so enamored with AWOD, he invited him to hang out with him backstage after a show on Saturday night.
Nice.
How does that happen?
He called AWOD hysterical.
What?
Yeah. When we were taking the picture with him, he goes, dude, that bracket thing you did was hysterical.
Look at that. Hysterical.
Because he probably thinks that AWOD misspelled intentionally.
Probably, yeah. Like he was doing a bit and really wasn't a bit.
Because part of T.J. Miller's genius is he acts like a complete goofball and everything.
Right.
But it's actually well thought out and calculated.
Yeah, he's a smart dude.
Of course, because most comedians are brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
AWOD's is accidental stupidity or just it just comes out.
He stumbles into stupidity.
Yeah. I'm uncalculatedly goofy.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's a word, but you're just stupid.
Yeah, stupid is your default setting.
The way to say that's it is all. Just, you're just stupid. And I for one, get a kick out of your stupidity.
Like, he just enjoyed that you wrote Benji Button down.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, he made that funny.
Right.
You know, that's what comedians do.
I know he made that funny, but he also thought Adam was funny for putting that on there.
He just said that.
I swear to God, he thinks Adam is a comedy genius.
Right, he thinks
okay,
that
I'll
Adam
bet you $1 million he doesn't
think
that.
I send him some of my skits that I've been writing.
We heard one of your skits a few months back, and it was the worst skit ever.
No,
maybe he just
wasn't like
to...
Jesus was like a frat bro. Yeah, or something?
Maybe he just wants
UCLA.
Yeah, we don't need to.
Yeah, we won't
that.
Revisit. That's all.
Maybe
we need.
He just wants you to show up so that you can be his punching bag during
maybe.
That show.
Maybe he's on to something.
No, I think he legit likes him.
I think he might legit like him because I think Adam is likable.
Adam might be in the next Crashing.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Or
how
Silicon
funny
Valley.
Would that be? Like, what if we fast
if he's
forward?
In, like, Deadpool 3?
Yeah. Like, remember when we had Kevin and we ridiculed him and mocked him and had him in the Borat Mankini or whatever that thing was?
Yep.
And, you know, with the cheerleaders. And now he's on Nationals. What if fast forward 10 years from now, Adam Epstein is a movie star?
I think it's highly improbable.
He's not talented.
I know that. So I know it's impossible, but it's a funny juxtaposition just to think about
it. He also doesn't have the work ethic that Kevin had. For all the goofing, Kevin always had a superior work ethic.
Oh, he has no work ethic.
He's shrugging that off.
Not if there's a party with the GW
not
girls.
Not if a chance at 1 in 100 to hit skins.
He could be an office Christmas party, too. I guarantee you he could. And TJ Miller legitimately likes him.
He likes him because he's harmless, but you're stretching it.
TJ's going to forget about him in an hour.
No, not when he's going to go backstage on Saturday, and they're going to hang out, all right?
Because Pete's very good to us from Cinema Draft House.
Pete is very nice to us, but TJ is the one who invited him.
Correct. So but TJ's being nice. He doesn't know anybody in town.
I know. I mean, Tom Green invited me backstage, too.
Tom Green invited us to the Dominican.
And we went backstage with Tom Green. He wasn't putting me in his movie.
He could charm TJ backstage.
Yeah, but he could also
He's probably peaked right now.
Yeah.
Less is more. I would say less is more. Leave the good impression.
No, but I think he's definitely going.
Well, of course
he's going to go on Saturday.
What else is going on?
Nothing.
Yeah, I have a party Friday night and nothing Saturday.
What's your party Friday? I'm curious to hear this.
You'd be psyched. Hot Virginia Tech Sillies house party. All girls. The invite list on Facebook is 65 girls and 10 guys.
Right? And you got an invite?
Yeah.
How'd you get the invite from the show?
One of my friends is hitting the skins with one of the girls that lives there.
Oh, and so you got in.
Yeah, I'm his plus one.
Right. So you're not really invited. You're someone's plus one.
Yeah. That was actually kind of funny.
You're an anonymous person. It's funny, though. You weaseled your way in. Right. It works.
I mean, it's going to be great. Yeah. But the girl I went on a date with to watch The Bachelor is going to be there. And she never texted me back ever.
Is that the one who said nice, doing business with you?
No, this was the girl that just, dikembe'd me twice.
What happened to nice doing business with you?
She's disappeared off the planet, right?
No, she was actually texting me about my cat.
He was sort of down to business.
By the way, did you sign up for Field, the threesome app?
My thumbs are tired from swiping all day.
Now, my guess is, we were talking about this, the only threesome you'll get out of that would be a gay threesome. That would be my...
I got a couple of those. Yeah. I have to deny them.
Yeah. A few propositions.
I mean, let's be honest. If there's a threesome app...
Was Drab one of them?
How many girls are legitimately signed up for a threesome app? I'm going to say two. Like the Asian girl that Brad married and the one that didn't show up. Like, I can't imagine there are more than 10.
How many dating apps do you have on your phone? So you've got Tinder, right?
I think I
have
six.
You've got Bumble.
I've got J-Swipe. I've got The League.
Is J-Swipe Jewish?
Yes.
Okay.
I've got Hinge.
What's The League?
What is Hinge?
The League is like connected to your LinkedIn profile, so you have to have a job.
Ah, LinkedIn. I might be doing
the
spots for them soon.
You have a LinkedIn profile?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know Kix is going to use that for a spot.
Yeah. Jesus. All right, anybody can get one. I thought you had to be like a real professional.
No, I have a LinkedIn profile. Anybody can have one.
So wait a second. So you've got J-Date or whatever it was.
J-Swipe.
J-Swipe.
Tinder.
Different than J-Date.
Right.
Bumble.
Hinge, The League.
What is Hinge?
Hinge is one where you just, it's just you match with girls. It's kind of like Tinder, but instead you get to write a message like, hey, you have a nice smile.
Okay. And the sixth.
Nice selling point.
And then the sixth one is now Field.
Okay.
Now, in the
field. Do you actually interface with all of those on a daily basis?
When I poop, I go through all six of them.
That's
all
right, a lot.
Let's go through the kills. How many of you got a confirmed kill from? The J-Date.
No.
All right, what was the second one?
Tinder.
Tinder?
Yeah.
How many?
I've gotten matches and went on never closed.
No, so it's a zero.
Yep.
Kills. I'm asking about kills.
Okay, yeah, but Bumble. Kills, that's on his skill level.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at.
On Bumble.
All right, hold on. Bumble, how many kills?
One kill.
All right, go ahead. What about match? How many kills?
30, 40 matches.
No matches.
No one cares about the matches.
Okay. Hinge?
Kills.
Zero.
All right.
I haven't even gotten a match on Hinge.
All right.
Field,
is that the
zero.
Job one?
Yeah.
No, that's the message one.
So basically, out of your six dating apps, you have one kill.
Yeah, Bumble's been my hottest right now.
Yeah, one.
And remember the professional dating expert who came in studio.
Yeah, with zero.
Yeah.
But she fixed all the profiles.
And it's just lunch.
Yeah, but I think he's still throwing up the bro-y peace signs all the time in
Are
his
you
pictures.
Doing that?
Yeah, because the peace sign's never going to die. Peace up, A-Town down will always live.
Hey, can you bring in that Field, by the way? Do you get to see the profile pics?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Are there... What is the percentage of guys to girls on that app?
It's a lot of girls, but they're not silly.
Right, of course.
Like, they're not
silly
at all.
Can you filter out the guys? Like, you're not interested in a devil's threesome. You're only right. interested in two chicks. Can you filter that out?
You can, but somehow some guys sneak through that.
They get through the filter.
And you have to see their profile.
Part of the problem is...
Are there profiles like them holding their dongs and stuff?
No, but it's just, you know...
Hurting.
Guys with shirts off.
Bios and stuff.
Yeah.
By the way, your date quality should go up, because we had a listener who has... I mean, we're just blessed on this job. TJ Miller was talking about he loves that he doesn't have to wake up early as a comedian. We've got some gift cards here from a couple of restaurants in the Arlington-Clarendon area.
Correct.
It looks like Bar Bow.
Bar Bow is silly.
And we have also a gift card to Pamplona. So this could really step up your game, Awad.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go to Bar Bow. It's a good night spot in the middle of Clarendon.
Well, he didn't get any.
Well, I'll hook him with mine.
Now, should we? Drabby, should we talk about what we talked about during the break?
Yeah.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
So here's the thing. I'm 48 years old. I don't go to Clarendon, okay, unless I got a gig where they're paying me, all right? So it's just. I got three children.
You live in Montgomery County, too. So if you're going out, you're going out in Bethesda area.
I go out in Bethesda when I go out. Mostly I'm a hermit. Okay. I will trade these for Cava's. Okay. It's not a disrespect to Pamplona. It's just not, I'm out of the demo. It's not my
interesting.
Thing.
Interesting.
Right? So,
I'll trade with you. Because he only said, he sent five for some reason. And the note says, it actually does say this may help AWOD out. So I guess he wants AWOD
to help.
I'll
hook up AWOD.
You give AWOD.
I'll hook you up.
Yeah, you give him yours.
Okay.
But I'm trading mine because this is currency.
By the way, instead of saying okay, you could say thank you. That's trifling. I almost want to take him away. I said,
take
I'll hook you
away.
Up. He goes, okay.
Why?
I said, I'll hook you up with these cards. He goes, okay.
I'll say thank you when you actually put it in my hand.
You're not trusting him? He's offering them up to you. Yeah. Don't be an ingrate.
Cakes.
Yes.
Is there any chance that AWOD knows what Pamplona is famous for?
No.
Is there any chance?
Impossible. It's physically impossible that he knows that.
I give him a 1% chance.
What's the question?
If he knows what Pamplona is famous for.
No, he didn't know that.
I don't even know the word Pamplona. It sounds like panties.
Like panties? Does it sound like an STD or something?
You know how he always says he's brilliant with context?
Yeah, sure.
Have you ever heard that? Sounds like flowers.
No, you can show him what's on the cover.
It's a
wouldn't
city.
Even get it.
It's a city.
Okay.
In a country in Europe. What? First of all, which country do you think Pamplona
Cakes,
is in?
Cakes, is this similar to the question you asked me the other day? Is it Belgium?
It is not Pamplona.
Wait, you see this?
Does Pamplona sound like it'll be in Belgium?
It ends in A. So, I mean, just you context again.
Portugal.
You're closer.
God.
I'll give
Spain.
It that he's closer.
All right, what do you think it's about? Like, what's it famous for?
Running of the Bulls.
There you go.
he needs picture clues.
I'm like a 3-year-old.
Hey, bring in that app. I want to see the pigs on that app.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely. Did any pigs, by the way, match you? Or just all dudes?
No. It was been a very unsuccessful day one on field.
So is it official? The only matches you got were guys.
Well, I didn't match them, but, I mean, they were on my list.
Yeah.
He was asking me if I got sized.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you once again for the gift cards. Who brought these in?
Chuck Lee.
Chuck. Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you, Chuck.
You're a good guy.
Pamplona Bar Bow.
You're a good American.
All right, we come back. Remember, we're going to get into the EP when we come back?
We can do that. Also, we're going to give away the Jay-Z Beyonce tickets. So if you want to call in now for the morning matchup, 800-636-1067. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by EMP-180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. Reminder, Grant and Danny are going to be broadcasting live from Tap Sports Bar, MGM National Harbor. They start at 10 right after us, and stations will be broadcasting from MGM National Harbor, Tap Sports Bar, all the way till 6:30. You can
Correct.
See all the college hoops games from every seat in the house. They've got over 90 TVs. You can get more details at thefandc.com/events.
I've been asked to be a consultant to the broadcast today, to actually be on site. So I'm going to be out there just to make sure everything's running well.
I'm going to guess you're going to consult for about 5 or 10 minutes.
From a quality control perspective.
Will you consult longer than 10 minutes?
No, probably not. Most likely not.
You'll consult from the poker room afar. You'll have your phone there ready to consult.
Yeah, I'll keep my tabs.
I get it.
Yes.
By the way, during a break, I just made Adam give me his phone, and we're going through.
Could it be more cracked, by the way?
It's just a
no.
Come in
Good
here,
Lord.
Stupid. I need your dumb fingerprint to unlock it. By the way, I do consider it a compliment. He took my picture of Bradley Beal and used it as his here.
Well, he's clearly kissing up to you. I mean, that's just
are
what
you
that
doing,
is.
Are you doing that to kiss up to me? No, you just like the pick.
I like the pick.
I don't think
it's a good pick, but I mean, come
he's
on.
A brown noser.
Yeah, I don't think he ever thought I would see that. But I am stunned.
He just changed it.
I'm stunned if this is accurate. So I'm on that Field app, right? Remember we had Brad in here, the comedian yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
And he met his wife on the Threesome app. I'm stunned at the number of women that are willing to put their face on an app that
it's
says they're
shocking.
Into threesomes that are local.
We're learning what pansexual means. There's a lot going on.
What does it mean? You actually just told me during the break.
I mean,
it just means you're down for anything.
Yeah, it means you're very flexible.
Call
with
me
your
whatever
sexuality.
You want. I think you're down.
But is that based off of Peter Pan?
I don't believe so. No,
ooh,
no Pan. Like when you put pan in front of something, it means like it's all encompassing, right?
Like panorama.
Yeah, or like there's a pandemic striking the United States.
What's the difference? I don't want to go down this.
Wasn't Peter Pan a little
something? Well, Peter Pan oftentimes is played by a woman, even though
right.
he's a boy. It's kind of
so
confusing.
I think that's why it works.
Dude, here's a couple right here. They're just straight up showing you this is what I think you get: this girl and that girl. Pretty good.
He's
I'm putting
loving
a plus.
This app.
Yeah. For Adam?
He's fully engaged.
I'm going to get Adam 400. He said he gets 400 swipes a day you're allowed to do. So I'm going to get him his 400.
Right, we got a bunch of people on the line here for the morning matchup.
Do you think
matchup.
These are real or they're fake accounts?
A bunch of
they're
bots.
Probably trying to rob someone.
Yeah. Do you think that's what? But they're all like young. I don't know.
Adam had a quote during the break. He goes, because, man, I've been dating a lot of lesbians lately.
Yeah. Those were
well,
his exact
words. Remember, hey, did I call that, by the way?
The soccer chick?
I told you that he was, you know, God bless her, but she wasn't interested in him in a romantic way. She just wanted someone to have beers with. You know that, right? As soon as he made out with her, she was out. That was it. He never saw her again. Look, every chick in the world wants to have a threesome.
Hey, who knew?
Every chick in the world. Not all the ones I know.
I know.
A lot of the ones with his broken phone do.
Dude, your phone is so cracked that
cracked is it?
You can't even swipe. You get stuck on the cracks. My thumb is getting stuck on the cracks.
All right, we've got Jay-Z, Beyonce tickets to give away. Also, a pair of tickets to see the Washington Capitals take on the Dallas Stars. We're going to do some tournament trivia.
Ah, very good.
I had one question that Cake said is too hard, so these are going to be very easy.
Well, nobody
but
knows.
We're not going to give many time.
Nobody knows the guy from Houston that scored 39 points. I mean, no, Pete knows it.
He's got a man bun. His last name's Gray, I believe.
Yeah, but nobody knows that dude.
Anyway, let's punch up our first contestant. Tournament trivia. We're going to have a quick clock. So
that's
can't
fine.
Google it.
All right, let's go to.
Because the questions are going to be so easy.
Good.
You should just know it.
We want to give away the
games.
Prizes. They should be easy.
Let's go to Kevin in Severn. Hey, Kevin.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Kevin?
Kevin, UVA, of course, is the number one overall seed in the tournament. They play tonight against this 16 seed.
Kevin, do you hazard a guess? I mean, you kind of should know that.
You should know you made a bad choice, UMBC.
You should know that. I mean, yes. It's local. It's a local angle.
All right, let's go to...
And that's why we got rid of the man bun question.
Right.
Is it Gabrielle? I'm not sure. Gabriel? What is it?
Gabriel.
Gabriel. Okay, I'm sorry. What's up, buddy?
Gabriel from Bowie. What part of Bowie do you live in?
I'm right across from the Bowie Town Center, 8th section.
Very nice. All right, tournament trivia. Kentucky advanced to the round of 32, but it was a close one. They beat this team last night.
Boy, people are really into the tournament. People
they beat Davidson. Thank you, Gabriel.
People are super excited.
Is there a chance that the tournament ratings could be down this year?
I mean, there's always a chance.
No, I mean, like, realistically, or am I, like, the only dope that's not that into it yet?
The bar was packed last night,
well,
but it's a bar.
The first two callers were certainly not into it.
Yeah.
From the
yeah,
sound
our,
of it.
Our listeners are not a good indicator. let's go to Andrea, ladies first. Hey, Andrea.
Hello.
How are you? Andrea, are you on Field?
I am not on Field.
Yeah. Would you ever consider that? Would that be something you would do? Like, who puts their profile pic on a threesome app?
No, but I think you're going to find a lot of, like, married, like, middle-aged married couples on there.
No, they're shockingly, listen, they're shockingly, like, under 27. A lot of them are, like, 21, 22, 23. It's shocking to me. The whole thing.
That is shocking.
Yeah. All right, I'm sorry.
Shocking or exciting.
Evie always gets super intrigued by these things because...
I got to live vicariously through Adam. Yeah.
You've been with your wife basically your whole life, I mean, pretty much. You're always amazed by, like, nudist colonies as well.
Yeah, fascinating. I am hitting some pigs because you do need to cast a wide net.
Yes, it has to be as wide as possible.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Andrea, have you been following the tournament, hopefully?
I mean, barely, but no. Let's go.
All right, we'll try.
All right, well, you know what? I'm gonna. It's kind of softball. Tournament trivia.
Make it softball.
All right, the Washington Wizards have 5 starters. Cakes, their starters include Bradley Beal.
Yes.
Thomas Satoransky, right now. Otto Porter Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Markieff Morris and Marcin Gortat. Of the 5 starters, which player played in the most NCAA tournament games?
Oh.
That's softball?
Well, I mean, do you understand?
You can jump around. Look.
Here's why it's a softball.
Only went to school for 1 year, right?
Here's why it's a softball, exactly. Marcin Gortat and Satoransky, they're foreigners, so that leaves 3 guys. Otto,
right.
Bradley Beal, or Markieff Morris.
Hey, Andrea, listen. Don't answer yet. Listen to me. It's Markieff Morris. Say Markieff Morris because he went to Kansas.
Sure, I'll go with Markieff Morris.
So Bradley Beal only played 1 year. I think he made it to the Elite Eight. So that's 4 games.
Right.
Otto, I think, played in 5. But Markieff Morris, I believe, is at 9. Markieff Morris is the answer. You're going to head to see Jay-Z and Beyonce.
She's a winner. The On the Run 2 tour. It's coming to FedEx Field July 28th. Tickets go on sale March 16th. That is today through Live Nation. But you can win them before you can buy them with 106.7 The Fan. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. Enjoy the show.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Nice job.
Not that hard of a question if you noodle it.
Yeah, but I don't think she was going to get it without me hooking her, without me giving her an assist.
All right,
if
who's
you will.
Up next?
Oh, we got more? All right, let's go. Let's go to Bernard in Woodbridge. Hey, Bernard.
What's going on?
Hey, what's buddy. Up, Bernard? Bernard, tournament trivia. Duke advanced the round of 32. Who did they beat last night?
Who was that?
Who did Duke beat?
I don't know.
Let's go to the next caller. Let's see.
Man, that tournament fever, it's burning up the phone lines.
Go to Devin in D.C. Devin, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, doing
Devin,
great.
Devin, who did Duke beat?
Duke beat...
He doesn't know. Let's go next. Tony Manassas.
What's up, guys?
Tony, who did Duke beat in the first round of the NCAA tournament?
And by the way, Andrea, we need you to call back. Please.
Who did Duke beat?
He's Googling. No one. By now, Jack will know. He's clearly he's clearly Googled.
Jack. I don't know.
Yeah. There it is.
You're a winner. You also get tickets to see Jay-Z and Beyonce's new On the Run 2 tour, my friend. Enjoy the show.
I think what it speaks to, I do think actually people watch the tournament. And it's fun to watch. Like, I watched Miami, the end of that game, the buzzer beater. But you're not going to retain who these players are because you don't follow those teams.
Yeah, but you at least should know the names of the teams that are either winning or losing. Like, that's pretty basic. But you know what?
That was embarrassing.
Most people aren't paying attention. You guys, I don't think you realize.
No, I realize. Trust me. After most people aren't paying calls, attention. That rack of calls, nobody's paying attention.
Chris Nocke's paying attention.
Oh, I know he's paying attention.
Now, he's a professional at this. He covers college hoops. University of Maryland color analyst. He will join us next as we talk some tournament. Then we'll talk movies coming up at 9:20 with Kevin McCarthy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.